hanging on to every word. What are you hanging on to? And he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the leading men among the people were trying to destroy him, and they could not find anything they might do, for all the people were hanging on to every word he said. Luke 19, verses 47 and 48. I'm drawn to a phrase in this passage. We're told that Jesus preached to the temple daily, and all the people were hanging on to every word he said. Imagine the scene as Jesus, the itinerant rabbi, appears in the temple and marketplace, preaching, healing, and performing miracles in city after city throughout the region. The chief priests and scribes plotted to kill him, but held back because all the people were hanging on to every word. As a Christian, when was the last time a sermon captured your total attention and you sat on the edge of your seat hanging on to every word? When was the last time a prophetic voice stirred you in the depths of your soul and you were blessed by every word? That a sermon on renewing your mind convicted your spirit to the point that you grieved over every word? That a message on love and forgiveness caused tears to run down your face and joy accompanied every word? That personal testimony persuaded you to step out in faith, act in boldness, and encouraged you with every word? That song during the worship service led you to your feet, and you danced in the aisle and swayed to every word? That quiet time of meditation in God's Word exploded in revelation truth, and hidden mysteries jumped off the page and ministered to you through every word? I praise God that I have come to a place where I, too, hang on every word. In the pre-dawn hours, as I read my Bible, pray, and talk with God in stillness, I, too, hang on to every word. Child of God, you must remember that Jesus and His Word are alive. Wake up and pay attention. I encourage you to commit today to be still, listen to Him, and allow your spirit to hang on to every word. Lord, thank you for your written, spoken, and living Word. Holy Spirit, teach me to listen fully with ears that hear, a mind that understands, a heart that receives, and a spirit that believes. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.